Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Malta. Yes, today is Wednesday. Today is Dear Bumi Day. And I'm sure Auntie Bumi will permit me to make one or two comments about the news that I read this morning. I just want to give you an update. And I'm talking about the story of the photographs, that the same photograph that went through all the newspapers. I need to apologize to the editors because apparently I got to know that most papers now sell news and photographs to put on the front page, that they now sell them. They now sell that space. I've never heard of a thing like that before. But then again, I'm an old man in this business. I don't think it is ethical. I don't think it is right. Indeed, on Saturday, I'm going to bring a top media person for us to examine this new development. But I'm hearing that because of the economic challenges of these newspapers, they have to do things completely out of sync and out of the usual. So apparently, those photographs were paid for, which in itself is not... I'm telling you that when I was marketing director of Next, we resisted putting, there's a cover page that some newspapers do, put adverts and so on. The front page, the pages that are sacrosanct in newspaper work, let me tell you, your front page, your page 3, and your page 5. That was the way I was trained by Mr. Samamuka. Your front page, your page 3, and your page 5, and your back page. There's a limit to what you can put on those pages. Because your page 3 usually would be your page 5 would be your editorial page if it was the Punch at that time, the Heart page 3 girl, and so on and so forth. Anyway, where I'm going is that I have to apologize to the editors. There was no way there's nothing they could have done. It would have been the policy of the paper. So I hear now, if you have the money, I hear some charge as much as 5 million. If you have the money, you can put your front page, your photograph on your front page. This development is not good for the media. Another thing that is not good that I'm fighting against quietly, but there's very little I can do about it, is this new idea of man of the year. It's a social scam. I didn't say it's a scam. It's a social scam. You pick one rich guy, one governor, whatever, make him man of the year. A lot of money passes on the back end, celebrate it and so on and so forth. You put your credibility at stake. But the truth of the matter is this. This is what our society demands. Okay? And everybody cannot be running right and you'll be running left. It is a sad development for me to see at a time when I'm virtually retired. But I hear that, look, the economics of it is that, hey, I don't know. I haven't seen today's Punch, so I don't know if that... But I could almost swear that Punch would not do it. But let's see how it goes. Okay, so that's the development I thought I need to... So that I use the opportunity to apologize to the directors. Talking about press, all of you know Dear Bumi has been in the media all her life. She's still there. 45 years in the media, she's still going strong. Writing, I think, 2 columns a week. Now, let me tell you something about the media business. Let me quickly tell you. These things are not as easy as they look. I've written columns, both with my name and written columns under pseudonyms. And I can tell you this. If my column is supposed to come out on a Tuesday and my deadline is Sunday, there will be no peace for me from Friday to Sunday. Sometimes you now just wake up at 2 o'clock in the night. It happens with this program. I hear people say, you enjoy what you're doing. You just come to the radio, you talk for 1 hour, and you go home. You come and try it now. I know quite a number of people I've brought to the studio. Some have virtually run out before we even ever got started. I will do a few sessions on the media because the media should be the conscience of the people. And once it loses credibility, once you cannot look at the front page of a newspaper and say that, yes, this is what it is, then it is a thing that should make all of us weep. So, editors, one more time, my apologies. And to the owners of the media, I'd say, why don't we look for other ways by which we can, raise money and so on and so forth, rather than virtually debase this medium that we are. We are the conscience of the people. What I was told by my oga is that, and Samuka, is that this newspaper, I remember when the first Vanguard rolled out. Very emotional day for me. Myself, Toyi Akiode, Muyiwa Adetiba, Chris Okodie, you know, all of us, we've been there for about 4 days. That's where I developed hemorrhoids, drinking kpafun bread, eating kpafun bread and a soft drink 3 times a day. So when the paper finally rolled out, I remember Uncle Sam looking at it emotionally. I said, well, gentlemen, it's out of our hands now. This now belongs to the Nigerian people. I've never forgotten that day. By the way, Uncle Sam, I hope you're well. You're well, keeping well. So, let's get down to Dear Bumi. Okay, my guest, Barbara Bisong, is in traffic. Well, at least that's what she told me. She sent a notice that she's in traffic and she's not here. But in the media, they say the show must go on. If there's an earthquake, the show must go on. And the show definitely will go on. We'll do it ourselves until Barbara Bisong shows up. So what do we have in Dear Bumi today? My children don't want him back in my life. This is by Ellen. Ellen, they don't want that man back in their lives. My son behaves like a thug. This is Dora. How can I cope with my violent man now I'm pregnant? This is Nike. You don't have to cope. You just have to quit. That's what it is. Don't let this man kill you. Okay, but we'll get to that. Made says, this is not the Made that I know. This is Made is a female. By the way, congratulations, Made Kuti, just in case you're listening. I watched a video of your show. History is about to repeat itself. The history of Fela Ransom Kuti is about to repeat itself. I watched a video posted by Theo Lawson that showed strips of Made's music. Made was playing far ahead of his audience. They were trying to dance to his music, and I just had a good laugh. Fela too went through that, but his music is beautiful. Beautiful, Made. So, Made Kuti, I'm going to be at your next show, though. I thought I'd surprise you, but I better give you notice. Beautiful. He's a young man to watch. When I see a lot of our musicians, young chaps, they're making good money, though. But there is something called music. It's lost to the common people, sorry to say. It's lost because if you were to rely on people like us, so nobody would be shutting down anywhere, but that's it. But when you listen to the music of Made Kuti, and I'm not surprised, he has a degree in music, you can see the difference. His performance is crisp. His horn arrangement is out of this world. Come on. Anyway, don't let me run the commercial for him. I'll see you at your next show. So this Made here now says that he was never violent before. She's talking about her husband, and then Kemi says his wife refused to let him go. So which one will I take first? We are going to open up our lines 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-571-90. Umi is here fiddling with her phone. I don't know whether it's that her phone is bad or that she's nervous. I might throw one of these issues at her. She doesn't know what's coming. Just hold on, you'll see. Which one? Let's take the easier one. My son behaves like a thug. That one is the least controversial. Okay? And it says that I know a mother is supposed to love her children. But if I were to be honest, I can't stand my 28-year-old son. Oh my God. He's always been an aggressive person. It's not just youthful problems. He hangs around with a bad crowd, steals from me from time to time, and beats up his girlfriend. No girl ever stays too long. But we have them, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have them. We have them. This is not the time to do the blame game, to say that maybe you didn't bring him up properly. Maybe you spoilt him from the beginning. I'm using the words maybe, because sometimes you can do your best, but
the chances turn out the way they want to.
But in most cases, it's the foundation.
Well, I think many times parents are not in tune with the psychology of their children. It's beyond just raising. The psychology, like I love to say that my 3 boys are distinctly different. And you know, many times I have housekeepers who try to, you know, there's one of them that's very exuberant. You know, sometimes I've had housekeepers who say, but these other ones are like this. Why? I'm like, no, don't do that. You know, I understand the peculiarity of each person.
Well, some people would argue. Some people will argue that it's easy for you to say, because of the kind of hours you do on the job, it could have made it easier for you. That if you are in a car, if you are, of course, you wouldn't be a cashier, but if you are a cashier in the bank who would have to leave home at 5 o'clock and get home at 8 o'clock at night, you would have bound your children over to the Philistine in your house.
You still have to find a way. I mean, we had this conversation in the newsroom yesterday. You still have to find a way, because those children did not ask to be born. So even if you come back, there are times when I come back at night, but I make a point of duty every day. My children know it's a routine. They don't go to bed until I come. They will insist, even if they sleep, they know I'll check them. And I'll ask them how their day was individually.
Individually.
Not group, how was your day? Mm. I'll call each one to my room. All the kids talk. I want to hear it. The name of your classmate, what happened? And I pay attention to their psychology. It's important that you see beyond the name of and look of a child as the person. Mm-hmm. You'll know in time if the child will be problematic.
Hmm.
I was saying yesterday, one of my boys, if I beat him too hard, maybe he's maybe I'm just tired. You know, sometimes you are tired, you hit the child too hard.
Too hard, yeah.
He will cry, not because I beat him, but he will say, "Mommy, you hit me too hard." So he knows it was transferred aggression.
He deserves beating in the first.
Yes. So he knows that he could have been beaten, but that.
Okay. Did you study how to handle children, or did your job give you the opportunity to get? Because you see, some people just don't know.
That's true.
So maybe what our advice to parents is: do a lot of reading before you become a parent.
Absolutely.
You know, and ask questions from those who should know, not from the mama in your church. Oh, talk to a professional. There are professionals, people don't know. There are professionals who know about it. Bemi Ogunri Day, for example.
There are plenty.
And they will gladly tell you, so that from childhood, you can start to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But what does she say here now? She says, whenever she shows up, I feel resentful. Thank God he's not an only child. But once in a while, I feel guilty about not liking him. If you don't like him, you don't like him. There's nothing you can do about it.
Some of the behavior of the child is because of the vibes. He knows they don't like me anyway. Nobody would even care.
Came before the other?
I mean, every child is born tabula rasa.
Well, it will be. It's born what? I did that one. Oh, yeah, tell me again. Give it to me.
They call it tabula rasa. Every child is born blank.
Let me make sure that I get it.
Every child is born blank.
Let me make sure that I get the pronunciation.
Tabula rasa.
Tabula rasa. I have to twist my mouth a little bit. Every
child is born blank.
Okay, every child is born tabula rasa.
Every child is born blank. Their cup is filled by the things it see around.
Okay, let's and the circumstance of their birth too.
Yes.
Let's put it to our lines are open now. Especially we like the mamas to call in. We like the
and
moms
the dadas
and their dadas and their grandpas. one of the things talking about, you know, I joke that for now I mustn't have a child at this age.
People are still doing it though.
Well, I can't raise a child.
Stressful.
No, not even the stress. It's because something happens to you as the older you get, you know, the less forceful you can be about certain things. Mm. You know, the last thing you want to do, for example, is bring my grandchildren to come and live with me.
You're on your own.
They'll be spoiled rotten. They'll be eating chewing gum at 12 midnight. They'll be doing whatever they like. Okay, let's take the first caller. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Can we have your contribution, please?
Yeah, when Action Lady speak that grammar, I expected you to say Ari.
Ari? Hello, Ari. It's not.
You know, you always say that.
I know, it's when I'm surprised. It's actually a deep Yoruba reaction from Ogbomoso.
I'm telling you, whenever you use that language, I say, wow, this is a typical Yoruba man. For me, I move with elderly people as a young man.
Hmm.
So I follow their lifestyle. But the ones that had this funny character of insulting or abusing or, you know, talk to your wife, I will not. But the other ones who are friendly with the wife and the children, I follow suit, and that has been helping me. And no mother now. I'm the only one handling the three kids I have. I have two grown-up boys.
Oh, okay. You raise them alone.
Yes. And I was there when they were growing up. So he didn't tell much on me when I lost my wife.
Oh.
I thank God for that. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay, God bless you. Wow. Well, the thing about that formula doesn't work that much these days because a lot of older people are badly behaved. Yes, there are certain people I don't even need. I can reel out their names that I would never want my children to follow. I look at it. I've asked a few people who are close to some older people that if you have a child born today, and while they are doing the prayers, they ask that this man should be like this man, that this elder person that is your friend, would you say amen? Then they just walk in. They say you are very mischievous. There are some older people you can't, you know, that won't help you at all. Our society is changing.
Very fast.
What I used to know as Agba, back in the day when I was growing up, Pa Gomez, Pa Macaulay, Pa Pereira, Pa Ogunbi in the neighborhoods, Pa Pierce. What I used to know as elderly people, Pa Shodende, ha, in the neighborhood of Yaba where I grew up. You can't say the same now. Which Pa would Which Pa would you mention now? Life has changed. And it's sad to see Nigeria become what it is now. Very sad. Very sad. Back in the day, go and check out the profile of Tafa Balewa. Even the Southerner that was vilified by Southerners here was a man of stature and deep thinking. What they had was political differences. But the powers that we have today, first of all, even start by denying that they are powers anyway. They deny them. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Ibinabo. I'm calling you from Lekki.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Growing up, we will have found out the relationship this woman had with her son.
Yes.
Was she listening to him? When he has issues and he complains, does she listen? Talks like that. Do you understand, sir?
Yes. Answer.
So, a whole lot of things like that can bring about issues. So I think that's where the foundation lies. That's my own opinion, though.
Yes.
For me, I think that's where the whole situation comes from. If she was listening to him when he was bringing up all those little complaints, and she had listened to him, maybe we'll have confided in her. But if she doesn't listen and he's talking to one Gwagdugo on the street,
yes,
he goes to down and say, you don't understand all those kind of things.
Yes.
He grows into becoming what somebody is tutoring him to do. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Female?
Okay. Female, yes, female. Thank you.
Hello.
Morning, ma.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, ma. Who's calling?
Joy calling.
Yes, ma.
See, my take this morning. You might do all things as a parent in your power. That boy or a girl might see turn out to be another thing that you don't expect. And that will break a lot of parents' hearts. Then again, the people they mix with, they listen to outside. Not that the parents are not talking to them. But all we just want to do, we should do our best as a parent. And we should show good example that we follow. So that when they went wrong, you will not be so much regret body on you because of that child. And again, we should back it with prayer and the word of God for those children. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Let's move on to the other one. This one too is almost direct. Nick says, how can I cope with my violent man now that I'm pregnant? You knew this man was violent. You got pregnant for him. My boyfriend of 4 years. He's not even the husband. Addy? Oh, I said that.
Finally.
My boyfriend of 4 years is so possessive and jealous that I sometimes fear for my life. He thinks I'm having an affair if I just pop out to the market. Or if I stop to talk to a man, any man. I've left a few times only for us to make up again. I know their type.
Yeah.
That even if you have a driver, if you go to church and you talk to the pastor, I know that kind of thing. It's a mental condition.
It is.
You shouldn't run away from
obsessive something.
It's a mental condition. Mm. If you have a man who has all these things, either he's ready to submit himself for analysis and treatment, or you just move on. Or yes, one day he'll kill you. He says, now I just found that, or you will kill him in defense, but nobody will be there to tell your own side of the story. Now I found out that I'm expecting the tale for him and he's ecstatic. Only he's got even more of a hold on me now. He watches me like a hawk and could be verbally abusive. Hey, he doesn't look like a man I want to spend the rest of my life with, of course, but I don't want an abortion. Please help. Nikki, you got yourself into this. What do you think?
She did.
She could, but we have to take a break.
We do now.
Okay. When we come back, we'll look at this, the issue of Nikke, and allow you to also contribute to the discussion. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disson.
Yeah, you welcome back to Daily Digest and by extension, Dear Bumi, being a Wednesday. And Auntie Bumi, I hope you're enjoying yourself, your tea, your coffee. You're well tucked into that chair of yours. All right. One of these days, I'll see if we can drag her down. We'll find a way around it. Right. So, I think this is quite straightforward. Nikki should take a walk. She's pregnant. Stupidly so. Why do I use such a word? You knew from the onset that this man's disposition, even if there was something else that was keeping you to him, be it money or otherwise.
Or love.
Not love. There cannot be love. How can you love a man who beats you up?
Some people do. It's a mental condition.
Who abuses you verbally.
Yeah, it's called Stockholm
Syndrome. You know, the verbal one is even worse than the who abuses your
person. Renders you verbally. Totally worthless.
Worthless. And then you now allow him to come, you know, and you're not married to him. So she has herself to blame.
There's something called contraception. I don't know when, I mean, if you know that you're sexually, yes, now, if you don't want to have a baby, why?
Philip, please go to my car, bring in the glove compartment, my dictionary is there. Oh, that is what you mean, sorry.
Contraceptives.
Maybe no. Contraceptives.
Oh my God.
You know, I've known you for big grabbers. What was the first one you said now? Theodore something.
Tabula
rasa. Okay, yeah, I mean, there's something called contraception. And the truth is, how do you, I don't know the way it works out with women, how do you welcome a man into your arms who can beat you up? Even beating up is not as bad as who would then verbal, instead of him to be saying, I love you, you know, this,
he talks you down.
Then he talks you down.
Ah.
You know, and you still submit yourself. Even if it is the money. Waiting. Anyway, this is my verdict, but let's hear what the females would say. I like one or two female people. Are they there? They've gone into hiding. You see? Women, they've gone into hiding. No female caller to talk about this one.
They'll call.
I can't wait for them. Let's pick the male one, Jerry. The male one has run away. Okay, let's try another one. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, Modano. There's a lie. This is a man.
Hello?
Go on. Let's hear you.
Uncle Jimmy, you reacted to me with laughter.
I have to do what?
I said you will not kill me with laughter.
Okay.
I'm laughing all morning.
Hey, yeah. How is a woman, no? Clap for yourself.
Please, that's the thing.
Who?
Okay, my name is Alero.
Yes, Alero.
I'm driving right now.
No wonder. Are you... You're not driving. You seem to be on a canoe water side going to Ikorodu. Look, because of the bumps. You can call us back when the background is clear. Please, when you call, please call from a quiet background. She said she's driving. I don't think so, Jare. From the bump, it looks like she's inside the canoe that's going up and down the water. It's probably on the way to Ikorodu or Ibeshi or somewhere. Okay, let's pick another caller. Hello? Hello? Oh, we missed that again. All right. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
It's not Tabula Raso, it's Tabula Rasa.
Uh-huh. Okay. You will settle that later, please. Whether it's
Uncle
Lasso
Jimmy,
or Lassa.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm happy talking to you.
Who is this?
Somebody from Unilag. Have a nice day.
Ah, Mama, that's okay.
No name.
Who is the person from Unilag?
Somebody. Possibly Lisa, the girl.
But he said, is it he or she herself?
It's a he.
It's a he, yeah, sure. He said it's Tabula Lassa. You said it's
the tabula. Pronunciation. Let us not start the show class.
Okay.
This is
okay.
It. It's tabulo. That's the pronunciation. The spelling is tabula rasa. If you're saying it as Nigeria, tabula rasa.
Okay,
but the pronunciation, I didn't funkify it. That's the pronunciation.
Okay, tell us again for us. Okay.
Tabula rasa.
Oh, tabula rasa.
Tabula rasa.
Philip, I beg, give me water spoon.
So it's not tabula rasa.
Okay, all right. Philip, give me water, I beg. Mercy on me. Very cool. Okay. Ah, there is Kemi here now. Could this be the Kemi that we know? Could this be the Kemi that we've been talking about?
Where?
The one I know, Le Kemi, is Ulele now. Could this be Yoni Leke? Is it a possibility? Is there a likelihood?
It's impossible.
Let me see. I've been with my fiancé for 2 years. Ah, no, it's not the Kemi. Yenileke, good morning. It's not the Kemi. It's not you. Sorry. He says, I've been with my fiancé for 2 years. I thought I was happy with the relationship until I met a man at work. Ha! Mudano. The man is married and has 2 young children. Ha! But he said his marriage was on shaky grounds. You always say that.
You're being deceived.
This one has a fiancé for 2 years. Fiancé means... What fiancé means, to the best of my knowledge, is somebody you want to marry.
You are committed to.
Well, let us say it in Yoruba for the benefit of a person.
Yeah.
So she now met this man for 2 years. He says, we found we want a more permanent relationship. What did you do, Mama?
Hmm.
No, these things can be sweet. Legal things, 90 sweet parts. Hmm. We found we wanted a more. We talked often of leaving our partners and eventually getting married. But these things happen, though.
Yeah.
It happens. When his wife found out about us, that one will go, he will go meeting ancestors for home. We thought that would be the end of his marriage. To his surprise, she was furious and threatened to cut all ties between him and his children. She said as far as their marriage went, it was over, but she would hang on for the sake of the children. That's a contradiction. If your marriage is over, if the marriage is over, you don't need to hang on for the sake. Because it's better for children to be separated than to live in a home
toxic,
with two tigers in a toxic environment. So this theory, madam, it used to happen many years ago in the 60s and the 70s in the analog age when we're using one finger to turn. These days, a woman going into marriage, I'm sorry to say, should be prepared for an exit. The husband could die. The husband could fall in love again. All kinds of things. She could even want to leave. Mm. Anyway. Do you think it is possible for his wife to deny him access to his children? I feel I can't cope without him, but I know he won't leave his wife. If the man is selling you a boogie now. Do you understand? You know that all these things that she claims the wife has said, or is what the man told her. The man has a well-laid out story. If the Kemi is listening, which I hope she is, this is a well-laid out story that you need to avoid. What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I've said this before, sometimes emotions get tangled up. But don't suspend reason.
For emotion. But when but the truth is, when emotions choke you, usually you can't reason.
So you need
to. It's happened to all of us before.
Yes, yeah, that's why I
acknowledge. It's happened to you too.
Of course now.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said that sometimes emotions get tangled up.
Mm.
But if you know that, I pride myself in being an extremely reasonable person. So even when my emotions are tangled up, there's still always this reason.
I want to say something, please. I want to talk. I pride myself as being an emotionally. What did you just say? No, I wanted to repeat it for myself. But you see, we it's very easy to fall victim to emotions.
Very, very, yes.
Very, 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 very easy. Before you know it, you can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be palpitating at the thought of the person.
Even the Bible says it, that stolen waters are sweet sometimes. So in situations like this, yes, is there?
Where in the Bible is it?
Songs of Solomon.
What is this? Chapter 1?
No, I don't have it in my... Yes, stolen waters are sweet.
No,
And I'm not
serious.
Oh no, you can't move my legs today. I think you need to sometimes, even when your emotions are tangled up, 2 + 3 is always equal to 4.
He's a married man. We should pray that we shouldn't be fall victim to our emotions. Emotions are very, very deep.
Yeah.
And sometimes uncontrollable. Here comes Philip with the water. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's even in Proverbs. So, you got it wrong.
I knew it was in the Bible. I knew it was in Proverbs. Yes. That's what I wanted to question.
Proverbs words. Let me close my Oh, dear.
Yes. Okay, let's hear what our listeners have to say about that.
Yeah, we got something.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, ma.
My name is Love.
Ah! Is that your name? That's what everybody calls you?
Yes, sir. That is the name my parents gave me, Love.
So what does your husband call you now?
Love.
He will call you Love, Love. Love squared. Okay, go on.
Okay, sir. I want to contribute to the
Just go on.
Relationship about the lady that was pregnant for the boyfriend.
Yeah.
So before I got married, I was in a toxic relationship like that. Yeah. The guy beat me the first time at my shop.
Ha.
And the second time in his house. That was when I ended the relationship. I knew that because whenever he does that, he comes back to beg me, buys me gifts and all of that.
Mm.
So I was like, how long will I continue with this? I'm one of these persons that I go against abuses.
Yes.
So I cannot be in an abusive relationship and still be talking to somebody else about abusive relationship.
Mm.
So I had to leave the relationship.
Now,
he calls me sometimes, and sometimes he tells me that he's sorry about the past and he doesn't know what comes over him. Yeah, he was a nice guy, very, very nice, but controlling his
When you say he was nice, what do you mean?
He's caring, he's nice.
When you say he's caring, what do you mean? How can a violent man be caring? So when you say he's caring, is it a show one in Akudi? Is it money?
No, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. Because I was working, he was working, so he contributes, I contribute. So it's just the lady shouldn't have gotten pregnant for him because getting out of
We've gone back to that. Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Point noted. I just like to have a very clear perspective when people say somebody is on the one hand is violent and then on the other hand is caring. But I think we have a fair idea of what that means. But usually know that is a means to an end. A man who is violent, who is caring, wants to make sure that he doesn't let you go. It's not that he likes you or loves you. It's true, his property.
Yeah.
The same way you don't want somebody to steal your Alsatian or you don't want somebody to come and take your car away at night. You know, that's what it is. So, but let me see. I usually don't read what Diabumi says, but this time I'm sure she will permit me to read this one. And she says, any woman not happy in her relationship can easily find a man who is willing to give her intimacy, sex, and affection. And she feels denied. I mean, man is like a bus stop. If bus 224 drops, you miss 224, you wait and you take 225 or 226. You know, 235. It's like a bus stop. If he has a wife, his new lover will find an excuse that makes betraying that woman seem acceptable somehow. Otherwise, guilt gets in the way of the two lovers enjoying their adultery. What your lover wanted was an additional bed partner, not a substitute for his wife. Ekulakai. Ah, Auntie Bumi, God bless you for your wisdom. You see, let me read that part again. What your lover wanted was an additional. So that he can have both NEPA and generator. It is now that he's being pressed by you to leave his wife, you face the moment of truth. Your lover has decided that he would not leave his wife for someone else's fiancé. Blaming his wife allows him to avoid admitting that his loyalty to his wife and children is too great to abandon them. Do you want to break up someone else's family? Happiness such as you seek is uneasily built on the sadness and loss of others. Do you imagine that if this man deserted his wife and children, just seeing those hot children occasionally will somehow make his and your behaviors acceptable? An unscrupulous wife can always find ways to obstruct a man's access to his children. But that is not the issue here. If you feel that your relationship with your fiancé is in any way unsatisfactory, then face that problem honestly. Don't continue to deceive him and don't again toy with another woman's husband. If you find a woman near your husband, this is a tricky question. No? I'm asking it with trepidation. Do you want to answer next week?
Ask me.
Or you want to answer me in private?
No, ask me.
Jerubami, you know, even the look on your face, you can see that I can't look you straight in the eye.
No, it's not that deep.
I can't look you straight in the
look
eye.
Look me, eyeball to eyeball.
I can't look eyeball to eyeball. But what if you find, I wonder what you would do. Somebody would ask me, that's in the studio. If she, what do you think she would do if she finds her husband with another woman? I said I can't answer that kind of question.
And so you want me to answer?
If you can.
Ask
so
me.
Can,
you too.
You can leave it till, you know, we can. You can put it in writing. Now.
Okay, let me put it in writing.
You can say it.
No, choose one. Do you want me to say it? Or put,
okay, say, let me quick do a quick election. All those who want you to say it, say I. He said nay, nay. The eyes have it, so you can say it.
So really, I mean, I think I've said this before. For me, it's not that deep, actually. And that's me personally. It doesn't have to be the same for every other person. If I do find my husband entangled with somebody, we'll sit and have a conversation. And because I've understood that sometimes it's just tangled emotions. You don't mean to be with that person.
You're a very wise woman.
You know, sometimes something...
So you won't throw tantrums immediately?
No, I might be upset, but I know that... I mean, being upset is not the matter. It's that you need to talk. If it was a one of something happened, do you want to cut off with that person? Now, the ultimate decision will be his to make. Do you think you like that person enough to want to stay with them? Or you want, it was just a one-off thing and then we can
you
talk about...
Asking.
Yes, we will have that conversation.
I thought I'd have.
No, but it is what it is now.
You didn't go wee-wee for
because
body.
You see, you can't force someone who doesn't want to be with you to be with you.
I know.
If the person wants to leave, if you force them to be here, you're just stressing yourself.
You will be surprised that in about 8 cases out of 10, your approach will stop that relationship. If you just sit down and talk to him, you'll say, Bayo, Kilo Fe.
Kilo Gon Lo Fe.
Don't let me use Bayo. Bayo is my uncle's name of blessed memory. Don't let me use Bayo. As I said Bayo like this, I don't remember my uncle, the professor, professor of Gaine, who once said, boys, boys, come and those people understand that joke. So we won't use Bayo. We use Kunle. What is it that you want, you know? Okay, let's hear what our listeners have to say. We have just about 10 minutes to get out of this studio now.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
I said, I used to respect you a lot.
Yes.
But that's what you say now that I can't take it from you.
Okay.
You said, the man of Ahmadu Bello is a man of high status.
I beg, don't bring politics. This is a Dear Bumi show. I'm not interested in all this. Knock it off. Don't come and spoil our fun here. We are not talking politics here. Okay? Whether you respected me before and you don't respect me again. I just mentioned it in passing. I said, you want to bring up politics, but this is a man who had focus for his own people. Whether you like it or not, that's what it is. Let's take the next one, Jerry. Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, this is Mr. Oliver. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm very happy to speak with you for the first time. You see, the point I want to make out is concerning the lady that was pregnant.
Yes.
Just like Winimo was the one that made me start listening to Nigeria Info, the day she was interviewing a PPR of Ogun State.
Yes.
From that day, I just picked the boldness in Wemimo and how she was. I like Wemimo. I started following her.
Hey, calm so down. Come speak. Come so when you speak.
So, and today I'm not listening to. So, Something can make you attractive. You will forget about any other thing.
Ah.
Carry the way.
You are on. Don't even try it. You are on.
I'm giving you an example.
It is a bad example.
So any other thing happens to that guy, you may forget about it.
It is a bad, even your voice has betrayed you.
Your voice.
What is it?
I have to be honest with you.
We do not allow. It is a policy.
Are you sure? It is. You are CPR of Ogun State. You don't know that some people died in so place.
It is a policy of Diabumi here. We do not allow people to toast on air.
See, I will not say the truth.
Don't say the truth. Go away. God, I will report you to your wife. You know this program is recorded. I will send the copies. Please, to the caller before him. This program really is about having fun. It's not a political program. There's a time for everything. Okay. If you have your problem with Amadi Bello, sort it out somewhere else. Hello. Good morning. Morning. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
This is Ambassador Musa.
I know it's you now. Everybody knows it's you.
Well, you know, look at your back. Where's your back? To me, it's the men.
What do you mean by what your back? What do you mean by what your back?
What's your back? Did I say anything?
You said it now. It's on record. You see Nigeria. You see Nigeria. You just said it now.
No, women, we are wear different kind. We are different kind of a man. Mm. Some men, they will have a pepper soup, everything at home, but they will chase ordinary noodles.
Mm.
Okay?
So you are now comparing. You see, the feminists are going to take you up on this. So you are now comparing women to pounded yam and noodles. Okay, describe a woman pounded yam and a woman noodles. You don't enter this one. Okay, Ambassador, thank you very much. It's 9:47. It gives me just about 7 minutes. Can I quickly do this one? Let us see. Ellen says that, towards the end of last year, my husband of 20 years decided to separate amicably. They sat down at the conference table and signed an agreement. This one going on way. My two children from my first marriage, age 29 and 26, were happy about the decision. Really. My daughter told me she never liked her stepfather and was glad she didn't have to see him or interact with him. There must have been something wrong with the man. He didn't have a relationship with children. I was surprised. She'd never shown her resentment or said anything before he was out of the picture. He started coming over recently and we now get on so well that I wondered if we should get back together. When I asked my daughter's opinion, she accused me of choosing him over her feelings. I think she was carrying her resentment a bit too far. I've been a good mom and my kids, including the only one I had with my husband, are grown. Two of them have families of their own. Should I do what makes me happy or do I put them first? What do you think? I think that she should probably do what makes them happy. These children are grown anyway.
Do what makes who happy?
The woman. She wants to get back with the guy.
She should do what makes her happy.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Grown children that already have their own lives.
Have their own lives.
I beg.
And I think I'd like to repeat, was it last week we brought it up when we were talking about women who died? It was last week with the lady who was here, the Wazobia lady.
Oh, okay.
Who was here, Uche, talking about women who find themselves in widowhood. If you want to start a life all over again, 65, 70, why not?
Yeah.
Stop thinking that, well, I've asked people to go to the world, what else does she want? No.
They say she must
she's
not.
She's a human being. No, she's a human being. She has feelings. So my take here is that your children luckily are grown. They've left home. Then go ahead and do what makes you, you know. I'm even glad the first sentence made me happy.
Hmm.
And let me explain what I mean. She said that last year, her husband of 20 years, they decided to separate amicably.
Mm. That's why it's easy to get back together.
I love that. Mm. They said, look, this thing is not... No, don't let me be like that, man. Nike, this thing is not working. Let us
go away.
Well, I says, okay, Jimmy, fine. Do you want this one? I've seen that happen before. Mm. Two adults, and everybody is happy.
That's why you are adults.
It's a win-win situation. Whether your children like him or not, at this point in your life, is not too relevant. Because what you see in him is different from what children see in him. I can take just two more calls very quickly on this subject. Two more calls on this subject, please. Hello, good morning.
Jimmy?
Yes,
Jimmy?
Go on.
I called you back.
No, you can only call once. Can we have another one, please? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
This morning. Morning, yes.
Calling from Becky, yeah.
Yes.
For me, first, what I want to talk about is that lady that was, that said is following somebody. So
I want to talk about this one, please. I want to talk about this one.
This particular one we're talking about now.
Yes.
Is that the truth is that they must have separated and they have every reason, every right to come back.
Yes.
Not the children. The children are mature. They should go and live their own life and stop telling mommy what to do.
Exactly.
It's your first front.
Yes. Who was that that called me back? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, on the issue, I would believe that the children may have a particular reason why they believe their mom shouldn't go back to their dad.
Yes.
And if I look at the years between, if they spent 20 years together, and a 28-year-old child is saying that she has particular reasons why they don't want, she doesn't want them to go back together, that means that child might have been young. It may not be, but the truth is that maybe the child has some certain reservations about the man based on something that could have happened while she was a child under the man's care. So I would actually tell the woman to sit her child down and ask her, okay, why are you saying that we shouldn't get back together? Why are you so happy that for us to separate in the first place? Because really, nobody needs the obrion. So I think she should sit her child down and really search into the child that.
Okay.
If there is no particular reason, for goodness sake, then she should get back and do what makes her happy.
Okay.
But if there's something that needs to be put into the open light, then let it be open.
Okay, but madam, some women are kumolo these days without a deal. But I understand what you're saying. I think the insinuation that she's making, the insinuation here is that maybe the man had fiddled with the girl at some point. Well, if she hadn't said anything about it, then maybe she should just let sleeping dogs lie now. That's what I think. To complicate things for the woman. There are some things that it's better that people don't know. All of us in our lives, there are things that if we got to know could disrupt us. When you, as you advance in age, you know that sometimes, not in all times, silence, especially if the child is not going to live with them anyway. She can have a relationship with her mom without going to visit her. That's my thinking. I wonder what you think in 1 minute.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the last caller. Maybe ask question. If she has a genuine reason. If she doesn't, then
they should leave it. That's where we'll end it for today. The techers will be around. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Daily Digest, brought to you by Amstel Malta. I'd like to thank Wemimo. Our guest didn't show up, and I'd like to thank Wemimo for filling in the gap. Well, there was no gap anyway. She should have been here anyway. She should have been part of it anyway. What I need to know that thing. What was that thing where I didn't pronounce very well?
What's that?
Bukai Mandan. What do you call it now?
Which of them?
That word that somebody corrected you.
Tabula Razo.
Tabula.
Razo.
Philip.
Razo.
Remind me. I should keep reciting it till I get home.
Tabula.
Tabula Razo.
Razo.
Razo. I'll try and pronounce it tomorrow at 9 o'clock when I see you. Bye-bye.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Dissin.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 FM. Check us out on Facebook.